Drexel University students are mixing never-before-heard music that was recorded prior to their birth. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on Philadelphia's Forgotten Funk.
So is that two guitars, or you did a...
Last week, Drexel University instructor Cyril Tayandi met with one of his students named Christian Hasler to go through his mix of a recording session from 1974. It's a song called Lone Ranger by the I Band, and they never released it.
Now that's a track you want to hear. Cowbell. More cowbell. How does it sound with the cowbell?
Tracks were recorded at Sigma Sound Studio in Philadelphia by a label called Philly Groove Records. It was planning to release a series of singles by the I Band, but before it could, the label folded, and all the unmixed session tracks were shelved.
Some of the tapes that were sent here had unfinished tracks, like there was no vocal on it. And then some of them were finished, but we've never found a release for them.
That is Toby C. He's an associate professor at Drexel University and the keeper of its audio archive. He's pulling together these session tracks by early Philadelphia funk bands, like The Sound Experience, The Nat Turner Rebellion, Billy Bass, and Terry Collins, a guy who released a handful of singles but is unknown outside of serious vinyl 45 collectors. I'd start rapping to you early in
the morning, baby, and keep on rapping on. Here's a guy who has a huge voice, sounds like Teddy Pendergrass, beautiful productions, yet he's not a household name.
So this is what happened, according to C. After Philly Groove Records went under, the tapes were held by the recording studio, Sigma Studio, and then when it closed in 2003, the unclaimed tapes were moved to the archive at Drexel. And recently, a publishing company called Reservoir Music bought the rights to the long-defunct funk label with plans to market its music. The problem is the executives at Reservoir could not hear the music because it was never mixed to a stereo track. It's all locked up in these multi-track analog tapes.
And then this idea came up. Here's these unfinished tracks. We have students we could put on this. So at least we have listenable material, which allows Reservoir to then use those recordings to further marketing purposes. Then, if all goes well and we get really good mixes, we actually have releasable material.
One of the songs C has high hopes for is Funky Thing. It starts with this big, fat horn section.
It literally sounds like you're at like a football game or something. You're like, you're watching like any sort of team coming out onto the field.
This was recorded by The Sound Experience in 1974 and mixed by that guy you just heard, Jake Keenan, born in 1995. He's one of the Drexel students spending a semester on this project.
My dad brought me up with a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire, but I am like a strictly electronic producer, so doing this is just completely out of my realm. It's a
funky thing, though. Raised on indie rock, electronic, and pop music of the last 15 years, Keenan and his fellow students have never had to mix complicated arrangements of acoustic instruments, like, for example, a big horn section. They are learning to shape these old tapes with their modern ears.
They will try to be modern with certain things, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. If they try to stay too vintage, they don't really have that context to do so. You know, let it go where it needs to go.
Just in the middle of this really funky song, it's like, all right. It's just fun. I don't know. It's cool. Like I said, it's not really in my realm of what I do, so it's different. It's awesome.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.